Well, that highly anticipated USDA August crop production report is out, and if it's accurate, we're looking at some record breakers. They feel that the corn production will be at 13.8 billion bushels, up 28% from last year's drought-stricken crop, and U.S. production should be somewhere around 3.26 billion bushels, or up 8% from last year. And according to Jerry Bangy, these numbers obviously are going to have an impact on market prices.
We're looking at $4.90, which is a stronger price than our previous forecast. We've gone up 10 cents on each end to somewhere between $4.50 and $5.30 per bushel for corn. At the $4.90, that would be down considerably from the $6.95 recorded in 12-13. In the case of soybeans, we're looking at a price now between $10.35 and $12.35. That's an increase of 60 cents on each end and gives us a price of $11.35.
Speaking of impact, we're still trying to figure out the impact the early August storms had on farm fields in Wapaka, Outagamie, and Manitowoc counties. Speaking with Kevin Jarek, he said it could be a challenge when it comes to harvest time.
Well, certainly I've had producers asking me about whether or not the heads on the choppers are going to be able to pick up the corn the way that it's laying in some of these fields. And unfortunately, it kind of reminds me of what happens with alfalfa stands with some of the old sickle mowers, where you have to cut one direction, otherwise you glide over the top and leave a good portion of crop there. There's really no way to know until we actually get to the point where we try harvesting some of this corn. The other thing is, some of it has the ability to maybe recover and stand up a little better than what it is right now. So hopefully things will move in a positive direction there.
Speaking of moving, the USDA has come out with their livestock outlook report, and as far as beef production, they think it'll be down another 5.5%, which means producer prices will be going up.
We're looking at a fairly sharp decrease in beef production for 2014. With regard to the price for 2014 for steers, we're looking at $130.75. That is down about a dollar from our previous forecast, but does represent a 5.1% increase from 2013.
That is USDA's Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Bangy, who said the story for hogs, just the opposite. Numbers going up, prices going down.
We're looking at a price for hogs at $59.75 and represents a 5.3% reduction in price from the 2013 year.
Well, taking a closer look at prices on the dairy front, block cheese gained 0.75 cents on Friday, now pricing to 177.75 cents per pound. Barrels, they sit unchanged at 176.5 cents per pound, while your AA butter loses another penny to $1.37. Class 3 prices, August, $18.04. September, up 15 cents, $18.25. November, up a dime to $17.60. And December gains a nickel to $16.95. Over on the Board of Trade, lower prices. September corn down 7.75 cents to 473.75 cents. December drops to 463. Beans for September off a nickel at 12.83 3/4 cents. November down to 12.58 1/2 cents. Locally, Wisconsin Rapids Grains and Rapids, we've got August corn at 569, October at 428, cash beans 1334, new crop 1194, and August wheat 571. Heartland Cooperative Services in Dorchester, August corn 592, August beans 1347, and the wheat 554. Center Wisconsin Cooperative in Stratford, August corn 576, and the beans 1349. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 78 to 93. Most of the slaughter cows, 61 to 77. Slaughter bulls, 80 to $1.04, with replacement bull calves, 50 to 160. Heifer calves, 60 to 140, and those barrels and gilts, 72 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.